Welcome into the PHNX Sun Devil Show, an emergency podcast, the third emergency podcast in the last 24 hours. I'm Anthony Tokis, Shane Diefenbach. Guys, we're going live because Arizona State star wide receiver Elijah Badger is reportedly headed to the transfer portal per Chris Cartman of Sun Devil Source. Before we get too deep into the weeds, I want to start off by saying I was wrong.
Hand up.
I was absolutely wrong. I've been saying for a couple weeks now that I did not believe that wide receiver Elijah Badger was going to be entering the transfer portal due to his NIL situation being far more unique than some of the other ones at Arizona State. But indeed, the NIL situation did not seem to matter at Arizona State. He's going to be one of the top players in the transfer portal, if not the top wide receiver available for some of these schools. I know an initial tweet that I had seen out there that Alabama is certainly a name to keep an eye on. So that's where we're at right now.
Who just disliked the video? Come on, guys. Come on. You just saw somebody get hit by a car and you sprinted up to them and kicked them. What the fuck are we doing? Excuse my language.
How do you feel, man?
I'm eating gluten-free Oreos.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
They're kind of good. If you're looking at the X's and O's of this, which is probably the deepest position you have.
Yeah.
So it's great, but you're losing your best player on the team, I think. Genuinely, I think he's probably the most talented player on this roster.
Yeah.
The injuries were a concern a little bit going into this year, but you don't want to lose him.
No.
Like, So, not great.
This is a different situation, too, than the Jaden Rashada situation. I was having a conversation with somebody in the office earlier, just in terms of they thought that Arizona State has lost their two best players over the last 24 hours. I would disagree with that statement. Elijah Badger is, like you said, more likely the best player on this roster. Rashada, on the other hand, is a player with a lot of potential, to be a great player. Elijah Badger, you've seen the potential. You've seen him grow into that player. And you figured you just needed a little bit of stability at quarterback and he could really take off. As it stands right now, it really is a tough, tough thing to watch Elijah Badger enter the portal because you know he's going to go to a contender. You know he's going to go make a lot of money.
And you know he's going to be really good.
Like you said, if you want to look at the bright spot of this, and I know there's going to be people that don't. They don't want to hear the bright spot of this, and that's fair.
Like one of our viewers who just DM'd me. I'm done, man. It's over.
this is the deepest position group on the team.
Toast.
On the team. Look, we said, like I said, I was pretty confident that Elijah was not going to enter the portal. There are a lot of talented wide receivers in this room. Shane, did you read you're reading Jacob's comment right now?
Just now? Did it just happen?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen anything. We knew that was potentially something. So let's see. I don't know. Look, I don't think, again, we said that there was going to be a wide receiver entering the portal. Yep. No, there it is as well. Do you want to take a second, Shane?
No, it's funny at this point. Totri, I walk into the office today. I've had a shitty week. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. It's been a really hard week for me. Personally, with work, with life, it's just been tough. And I walk into today to the office, and you know the news about ASU sanction comes down, and Dodger looks at me and goes, "Hey Shane, can't get worse. AC upstairs breaks. It does get worse, and it's not going to be fixed for not 1 to 2 days, 1 to 3 weeks. So that's not great. And then maybe it can't get worse. Well, then the owner of your intellectual property of the team that is no longer the Arizona Coyotes throws up all over himself in a press conference and just doesn't know how to talk. That wasn't great to see. And then you come back and you get this, and now you get another one. We heard that Bryce was probably going into the portal, so that one is not that shocking, but it is just kind of funny timing. I mean, I guess like if you see somebody run away from a situation, you might as well run right then.
Yeah.
Then the attention's not all on you. I'm not saying these guys aren't running. That was just an analogy. Like, it's college sports. You're doing what's best for you. And I wish them nothing but the best. Bryce sucks that he's leaving because he not only was such a awesome and had so much potential to be such a great player this year, he's also such a great dude and just hilarious. Like, every time you talk to him, an injection of energy. So that stinks.
We did hear yesterday that Bryce was certainly an option. From the sounds of it, it sounds like Arizona State does, no thank you, is really high on Marcus and Douglas in that tight end room. I'm dead serious.
I know you
so,
are.
So Shane's favorite tight end on the roster. So it appears that could certainly play a role in this decision. Again, losing options like Bryce Pierre and losing a guy in Elijah Badger, it does suck. There's not really a clean, crisp way to put it. But again, you're losing guys where there is depth. There is backups. There are guys that you know can fill into that role. When it comes to the wide receiver position, Jordan Tyson falls into that number one wide receiver spot. You really, really hope to not lose any more wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
The one name that I will throw out there to just keep an eye on because
no, stop it.
We've seen how close of friends they are.
I don't know.
Xavier Guillory.
That would really suck.
Is a name to keep an eye on. Elijah Badger and Xavier Guillory are really good friends. We know Xavier Guillory last year had a connection with Bo Baldwin. Bo Baldwin is no longer here. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
You look like you're doing some math.
If Badger goes to U of A, someone's getting punched in the throat.
I don't like give you. No, or, why would I get punched in the throat?
I'm not punching somebody's. That, it,
why would it, I get throat punched?
Nobody's at fault, but somebody's
Mike Luke should get throat punched for that, yeah. Not me.
Yeah.
By any means.
Yeah.
It sucks, but again, there is depth at that position, but there isn't like a, again, there's not a beautiful way to put it when your star wide receiver opts to enter the portal. A dude who you've been high on since he was a backup wide receiver, where he had like 7 catches for 50 yards, and you saw that this kid was going to be capable
7 touches
of something.
For 2 touchdowns.
I'm almost at a loss of words, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a whirlwind. So what's really funny is, if you remember, was this yesterday? Kenny tweeted, "It's going to be a great weekend, folks." I think he since deleted.
He said something too. He said yesterday that he didn't expect a lot of players to enter the portal, and we had the Jaden news. We're like, oh, it's just one, and now we're at 3.
Poor choice of words from him.
Yeah,
and I do think he still gets that feeling from the roster, and you know, look, we talked about this when Rashada made the move. Was that yesterday? Good Lord,
that was less than 24 hours ago.
That's insane. We talked about this yesterday. With this window, it is kind of like you're, and Badger's situation is completely different than Rashada's, but it is kind of like you see this window and you're like, I don't know if this is the right situation for me. I don't know if I could be better off somewhere else for my career, for money, for whatever. But I have these 14 days and I have to decide right now. And players just decide. So you're not just seeing this with ASU, though this is fucking insane. You're seeing it with a lot of schools. That being said, you lost your starting quarterback as of the first game last year, and your number one option on offense. And as I said earlier in the show, probably your best player on the roster.
It's not great. One thing to also keep in mind, though, from these three players specifically entering the portal.
Oh, yeah, and then you lost your starting tight end. My bad. Forgot about that.
Rashada is the only one of these three that Kenny actually recruited.
Mm-hmm.
Badger was on the team prior. Pierre was on the team prior. Outside of Rashada at a valuable position at quarterback, I think that is worth noting. Yep. That players that Kenny has personally developed relationships with and gone after in the recruiting cycle, in the transfer portal, have not opted to leave yet.
Yeah.
With that said, though, again, it does not make the situation with Bryce Pierre, a dude who we've had on the show, and Elijah Badger and entering the portal. It doesn't make it easier.
But yeah, what I was saying earlier, it is just hilarious timing, and I feel for him because he did delete the tweet when he said there's going to be good news this weekend, and I don't think he definitely didn't delete it because that good news is no longer happening. It's my guess was probably a recruit. They're probably getting a recruit for 2025. That doesn't help us right now, but it probably is good news for the future. But he probably deleted that because he's like, oh shit.
Where's your confidence level now with these? Like over the last 24 hours, again, you've talked about three players now, three of which that in a world they're all starting for Arizona State on offense.
In a world, maybe not this world. No, in our world.
Well, Bryce Pierre, maybe not.
I would have.
Jaden Rashada, maybe not.
Yep.
Where's your confidence level?
In what?
In
this team?
In the, yeah.
So what made this team, what made the confidence in the first place was the depth and the the returners and a little bit of stability. So it, you know, it's kind of the same, but it isn't ideal. It's not my confidence level's dropped, but it's not that I don't have confidence in the staff. Like, we know about Badger's situation here at ASU. That's why you were so confident that he wouldn't transfer. This isn't the staff's fault. He didn't leave because of the staff. He left because he's probably getting.
And let's get something clear. Tampering is a very real thing in college football.
Tampering doesn't exist in college football.
It really, really does.
Well, but it's not tampering. It's just recruiting. It's just transfer.
When they're not in the portal.
But there are no tangible rules anymore. I swear, it's insane. It doesn't really make any sense now. Like, when can I don't know.
He's cracking one open. He's got to at this point. I understand it. It's again.
Is there a coaster over there?
Yeah. Thanks,
Coaster. Coaster Domus.
You want to just use this hockey puck over here?
Sure.
I don't think Coyotes are using it.
Mm. Oh man. This is such a bad week. Thanks. Just go and plop it right there.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Four Peaks Hazy.
Kind of looks like the gluten-free Oreo. Oh my gosh. Look, I want to know how everybody in the chat's feeling about this. I know
somebody's got our podcast logo.
I know Kasul in the chat. Tyson is better. He's our new star wide receiver. Look, I think, again, there is a lot of hype around Jordan Tyson, and rightfully so. I think he's a very, very talented wide receiver. We've already seen in the last few days, we know that Arizona State has Adrian Wilson, a four-star former Oregon wide receiver commit. He's set to visit Arizona State. So there are promising things to this, but you would like to, and I had this conversation the other day, is what you'd like to see is you'd like to see a team like Arizona State be able to retain depth. But because of the NIL situation at Arizona State versus some other programs, you're not able to retain star players 2-3 deep, right? So for Arizona State, you've got Jordan Tyser, Elijah Badger, Xavier Guillory, Jake Smith, Troy O'Meary, right? It's a very, very talented room. Very high-level programs with a lot of NIL would be able to retain that type of talent going into a season. It was a little bit of a pipe dream for all of us to think that they were going to be able to actually roll out all of those stars on offense. It
would have rather the depth not come from the top lose something.
And that's, again, something that we discussed. We probably expected a wide receiver three, a wide receiver four to enter the portal. Not a guy like Elijah Badger who... Uh-huh. His most recent Instagram post is literally the I'm in the game, the Elijah Badger like card that's going to be in the EA Sports college football.
I'm in the portal. Damn.
It's
you know how if like a player isn't
in the portal,
you know how a player isn't if they're not signed and like before a season starts, like an MLB The Show or something, they're in the free agent pool.
Yeah.
What if you're in the portal when the game is made?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just like anybody can grab
I mean, this isn't cool.
You know what's so funny? I was playing NCAA football 2005, like 2 years ago, and I was ASU, and I got recruiting violations, or not recruiting violations.
You did it.
Academic violations. And because my players weren't performing well. And so I was put on probation for 2 years. And I was like, and it was like right in the middle of all of the allegations that have since become true. I guess the allegations and the violations that have since you've kind of figured out what they actually were. So, yeah.
Jacob Dilly with the commit post on Twitter. Julian, this one hurts tremendously. Can you see what Dilly has posted?
I don't see anything.
Oh, it's probably just the, it's not the commitment, just Jaden O'Neal visiting Arizona State, the class of 2026 quarterback.
I like Blaine's comment earlier where he said, he said fire Ray Anderson and Michael Crow. And I was like, you can't. He already stepped down, but he was saying fire Ray Anderson and Crow into the goddamn sun. That's insane. Just wanted to point that out. Emergency podcasts are getting a little old.
Do you, like, realistically, is this the worst week of your life?
I can't say that with confidence.
Why?
Because I would have to go through and relive the other worst weeks of my life, and I really don't want to do
that
right now.
Is this a bottom...
It's a bottom five week in my life.
I want to answer this really badly.
Sure, go ahead. Oh man.
I'll call him real quick and see if we can.
You want to tell who
well, well, I want to make sure he's cool with it first. wait! Don't say anything. We're live right now. Are you cool if we have you on here, or would you rather I call you back at another time? Just put a thumbs up and a thumbs down. Okay. All right, we got former Arizona State tight end and Texas Tech tight end Jalen Conyers. Talk to us, Jalen. Talk to us. What do you think about all this?
ASU is going to be fine, but, you know, the portal's just, you know, I don't know. The portal's taking over college football for any school.
It's crazy.
We'll see any more questions. Just kidding.
Well, there's, you know, it looks like we got an opening at tight end, man.
honestly, I really think, you know, obviously NIL has parts of doing it, and I think honestly just better situations for certain people and certain things, to be honest. I mean, I don't know, I'm good, really good friends with Bryce. I haven't really talked to him yet, and then, you know, with Badger, I've talked to him a little bit, you know, in the last couple months. You know, I just, you know, everyone has different, you know, agendas and what they want to get done. And, you know, I guess ASU is not for them. But at the end of the day, ASU is going to be fine. Coach Dillian is going to be fine. You know, it's going to be all good.
Jalen, is your agenda to just ball?
Just what?
Is your agenda to just ball?
Yes.
All right, man. I miss you,
Jalen.
I'm not playing quarterback this year. So.
Damn it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Jalen Conyers, everybody. I have the rest of this gluten free Oreo. I double stuffed
it. You want to dip it maybe?
Ew.
No?
Oh.
No. Wow, this is tough. Ray in the chat, dude. I just watched my Wildcat St. Badger. Yeah, you missed the start of the show where I put my hand up and said I was wrong. You missed that part of the show. Guys,
did you say that this morning?
Yeah, I said it this morning. Yeah. That's tough. That's real tough. That's real tough. Hit the like button, guys. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button.
I'm sorry. That's just so funny. The whole circumstance of today is so funny. It can't get any worse. You did this to yourself.
Literally 2 hours later. It's somehow gotten worse.
Yeah. I don't want people to misconstrue this as like us panicking. I'm not panicking. It's unfortunate. As we said, like,
what would cause you to panic? I need to know. I need to know where the bar is at.
Only because, like, this week is like, nah.
Who's the ginger for the Diamondbacks?
Paven Smith.
Yeah, he just got called up too.
Oh, God. You know, he's my least favorite baseball player of all
time.
Next,
the Cardinals are going to trade back. That's what it is. Except they're going to trade so far back.
What would cause me to flat out panic for ASU football? If Levitt transferred, that'd be crazy. That'd be insane.
Yeah.
But then you're like, well, you got Bourget, so I guess that wouldn't be full panic.
Yeah, but then he'd only have one scholarship quarterback.
Yeah, that'd be insane. If you lose two more receivers, then I think it's time to... No, if you lose one of your top three receivers now...
Who are the top three wideouts now?
Jordan Tyson, Troy O'Meara, Jake Smith, probably.
Is that your 1, 2, 3, you think?
I think so. Well,
I would say my three are... No, I've got Guillory in my top three.
Mm, yeah.
I would say assuming everybody's healthy, I think you got Jordan Tyson, Xavier Guillory, Jake Smith, and then Troy O'Meara is right behind.
Reza, it's not Leavitt, it's Levitt.
Yeah, dude, what the heck?
There's no way, right?
Oh my gosh! This sucks.
I'm gonna finish eating this.
Yeah, that's totally valid, dude. That's totally valid. Look, again, if you're just joining us, Elijah Badger, Bryce Pierre entering the transfer portal for Arizona State. I'm hoping while we're on the air, nobody else enters the portal. That would not be ideal.
Let's test it.
No, wait. What? Why would we?
Portal gods. Smite me.
Oh, my gosh. You're daring them to. You're daring them to make it worse. You know that?
Uh-huh.
It's tough.
We don't even know who's in our wide receiver room.
We do know who's
in.
We do know who's in our wide receiver room. Are you kidding me?
We've been at practice every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. And Elijah Badger hasn't been, you know, totally practicing really the entire spring. Just to throw that out there. So it's a lot. Jacob in the chat, Totri and Shane, y'all better be getting paid overtime for brother, all these emergency pods.
Brother, this is nothing. This is nothing. We don't get paid overtime if we're in here 24 hours straight because we love ball.
Yeah, I love ball, but I like it when great players are on the team still.
Totri,
I got.
He's asking you if
you. I know.
Genuinely, go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
You want me to leave?
No, don't do that.
Should we just get the transfer portal graphic ready? Uh-huh. Should be like breaking Anthony Totri is in the transfer portal. Yeah. Oh goodness, this is.
So let's talk about Hines Ward.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Do you think that? What do you think those conversations were like?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, I would love.
I don't think Elijah Badger likes. From what I saw, and this is just totally. This is totally the eye test. I don't think Elijah Badger likes the way that Hines Ward coached. I don't think he liked. I think Elijah Badger, and this is just observation. I could be totally wrong. This is just from what I saw from practice.
I could see their personalities not meshing.
Hines Ward, for every single player, every single rep, was coaching them up, was saying something to them in an effort to make them better. It didn't look just visually. That Elijah Badger appreciated.
But
that.
I don't think that this came down to that.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just saying that again, if we're talking Hines Ward, Elijah Badger, like you said, you could see their personalities clashing. That's something that I saw on the first practice.
Wide receivers, your friend and your teammate might have left, but you know what this does? This gives you an opportunity to be that number one for ASU because Badger was the number one for ASU. And I know they're listening right now.
Who?
All the wide receivers on ASU's roster. Mm. They're all huddled in their wide receiver meeting with Hines Ward. Hines, turn the volume up a little bit. Don't leave because you have more of an opportunity now. And that's how you can look at it.
Oh, Hines is with them watching this?
Yeah, Hines is holding the phone. They're all like hunched over him.
Why aren't they watching on a fucking computer?
Because they're in their meeting.
There's usually
it's
like
tape.
A whole ass.
Yeah, there's usually tape right there. See, they all just tuned in. More of them.
I'm sad.
I'm not.
Jacob, I want to know how you feel. Jacob is an Arizona State Sun Devil through and through. You've been with us for the last 24 hours. What the fuck? What's going on in your head right now, tall man? You want to play wideout? You're a big dude.
Yeah, this is tough. I do have soft hands.
Okay, yeah.
Feel these.
Does he? Does he have soft?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got some really soft hands.
Look how fucking big this dude is compared to you, and you're big.
Well, I'm also sat
he's,
back.
Yeah, if he's up with me, we're about the same.
I'm sat.
Anybody? He stands on business, Totri.
Can you continue? What are you saying?
There's a lot of dysfunction right now, and I don't think.
No.
I think this. Let me
drink my beer.
Yeah,
I'll use my sippy cup.
Thank you.
Chill out.
I think there's a lot of dysfunction stemming from. The question at the top, right? I'm not talking Kenny. I'm not talking the coaching staff. Yeah. I'm talking like the school needs to get its shit together.
You don't have an athletic director?
Sure. Yeah, there's that. And they are still cleaning up the mess.
Oh, they're still paying the mess.
That the last athletic director left them.
There's a puddle on the ground of puke, vomit, and poop. Everything. Sure. Everything else. And you know what they're doing? They're throwing money at it and saying, here, take it. You're still working for us. Here.
So in today's age for college athletics, you have to be a unified force as a program school across the board. You have to be able to pay players. And without somebody leading that charge, you're falling behind every day. So it's really hard to sit here and watch, but like, does any of this surprise me? No. No. I'm still going to watch every Saturday though.
I'm sad though. Elijah Badger just retweeted a video from January 29. Thank you for your thoughts, soft hands. It's not a timetable. What's the a time? I'm blanking on the word. No, what the fuck is that called?
Hourglass.
Leave me alone, okay?
You're right.
It's been a lot going on lately.
Yeah, Texas A&M fan in the chat, Aggies today. We'll take good care of them.
Yeah, Texas A&M and Alabama are the two schools.
Yeah. Don't screenshot.
A&M would hurt worse though,
right? Don't screenshot his Instagram stories and post them on Twitter. He doesn't like that.
Yeah, he'll call you goofy. He called Shane goofy one time.
But jacking my IG goofy was the quote. It's fair. It's a Totally fair.
That was funny, though.
He said that to our beat account, not to me directly.
No, no, no. But it was to Shane directly.
Yeah.
Goofy.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go from here? You want to just...
Joseph, did I tell you you didn't know ball? When did I tell him you didn't know ball? Bring me the receipts, guy. I believe you, I guess.
Mil Av can enter the portal. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Mil Av entering the portal. Okay. Give me one player that you'll start to be worried if they enter the portal. They enter the portal, then you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, I was going to say the exact same, name. Tyson enters the portal. We're doing the delicate dance. We're doing the delicate dance between 5 wins and 2. That's yeah.
Jordan Tyson's worth 3 wins?
Well, I think Tyson and Badger and Pierre are probably worth close to that.
Really?
Your top 2 wide receivers?
If you were a receiver away, then okay, hold on. If you were two or three receivers away from winning 3 games, then your roster isn't good enough.
Scat, I don't think, is entering the portal. But I've been wrong in the last 24 hours.
Can you shut up? Oh my God. Oh, that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know what surprises me? You know what surprises me about what's it called? About BP entering the portal? Is that Bryce Pierre's girlfriend's here in Jordan Van Hook. So that does surprise me a little bit that he is opting to
I lived
to
on
do
a
that.
Bus for 6 months.
Huh?
I lived on a bus for 6 months.
Yeah, but you know, not everybody's built the same as you.
I think Bryce Pierre is built.
Yeah, but some people don't. Yeah, he's bigger than you. Some people don't want to do long distance, man.
Well,
we're getting into the relationships.
You know what? You're doing this. Don't say we.
Well, they're
you're like, you know what? I'm surprised that he's leaving because his girlfriend's here. Stop it. Also, Joseph, yeah, you brought up his QBR of a game that he played in 1.5 games.
Who? Rashada?
Yeah. How many games did he play in last year?
2.5.
2.5 games with no offensive line?
3.5.
And he's also injured during... Okay, let's just...
Jesus.
Block that man, Caroline.
Yeah, look, it is...
Banhammer. That's what happens. Fuck around and find out, guys. Jesus.
Holy hell. Anything else on this? I feel like, again, it just sucks.
Yeah, well, we can talk about how there is good news coming. The thing that stinks, though, for ASU fans is you kind of wanted a quick turnaround for this, and you thought you found some hope in this year. And I'm not saying it's gone, but it's going to get a lot harder to win games if you keep losing people. So hopefully...
Wow.
What, dude?
Chris Gartman tweeted in response to somebody talking about Badger leaving. Said he's just talking to this guy. I'm going to skip past all that part.
He scared me.
He's like, I personally don't think Badger himself is worth more than a half change in ASU's win forecast, maybe less.
Well, but that's what I was saying. It's not like an NBA player. This is nothing against Rashada. Like, it's not like your best NBA player.
No, but this is just your best player, period.
Yeah, okay. But it's not like your best player in the NBA where there's only 4 other guys that are on the court. It's an NFL roster. It's a college football roster. Like, there's so many people that play this game. Like, if your team total is at 5 or 6... and you lose one guy and it drops that much lower, that says something more about your roster than it doesn't. Like, this roster is good in other places. That's why it's slated to win X amount of games. It's like one guy isn't going to change your win total a whole point. Doesn't make any sense.
We do have a couple of the coaches, director of recruiting, Isaiah Williams, tweeting out the police car emoji with the forks up. So good news on the way.
That's what I was getting to. There should be good news coming this weekend, as we've seen teased.
Keith Abney tweeting Activate the Valley.
I know. Like, this team is losing 20 players that they had to put up a goddamn, like, prom photo shoot. Sorry, that was rude. But we've seen people teasing on the staff and in the recruiting side. There's good news coming. You just hope that good news of a recruit is also followed up by a transfer, because, as I said, you kind of just want to win sooner rather than later. And a 2025 recruit, well, I'll take it, and it's great. I would love a good transfer as well. How do you feel about that?
I think you're right. I think you need more than – you need – I don't know if you – it's tough. because I don't think you necessarily need another transfer at that wide receiver position. I'll be completely honest with you. I'm pretty comfortable with where the wide receiver is right now. Yes, it would have been absolutely incredible to retain Elijah Badger. I'm very confident in Jordan Tyson, Troy Amir, Jake Smith, Xavier Guillory. Corbin Hendricks has had a phenomenal spring so far.
Here's a silly spin on it. Nice little silly spin.
Little silly spin. Should we do a silly spin real quick?
Shane's silly spin. So we talk about how
his car keys have entered the portal.
We talk about how college sports has become so business like and players are mercenary like. Well, if you take that and you lose a guy that was paid a good amount of money, and now ASU doesn't owe him that amount of money, It's kind of like in actual like professional sports with the business side of things, where you know this guy is awesome and he's a fan favorite and he's very talented, but his contract's $20 million a year. You got to cut him, eat some dead cap, but you get 15 back, and then you can go sign somebody in free agency. If you look at it that way, that helps.
Yeah, it does help. It's going to be real nice if this guy right here, Adrian Wilson, does actually commit to Arizona State, the four-star wide receiver, class 2025. I know we talked about him a little bit earlier in the week, but like you said, I think there are certain positions on this team that don't have enough depth that I think you could add to. The interior of the defensive line, I think, is a unit that could use some more players. And again, this is said it yesterday when there was 12 days in the portal. Now there's 11. These guys won't be the last.
TikTok. Yeah. You hope they were the most impactful, though. I mean, I don't know how you get more impactful than your best player.
Hey,
but
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're right. Here's an idea that MC has. Can we use Ray's salary for NIL? Let me ask for you.
Oh, here we go.
I'll go ahead and text somebody. I'll see. Because that's a great idea, MC.
You should just send the text now.
Because you know what? You know what that salary is doing? It's being wasted. Just like the 5 years that Herm wasted for ASU. Wasted.
Yeah. Sharon in chat, need a tight end, another QB for sure.
And he wasn't fired, by the way.
I don't think you need another.
They parted ways.
I don't think you need another tight end. I'm good with Markiston.
Herm doesn't know how to use his phone. It's to Sun Angel.
Should we call him? Should we just call Herm real quick? I'm good with Markiston. I'm good with Cameron Harpool. I'm really excited with Jaden Fortier. See how he recovers from that ACL. I think the tight end room is fine where it's at right now. In terms of a quarterback, got an audio-only episode coming out tomorrow of the perfect transfer portal quarterback edition. That I think, former four-star guy. So definitely be on the lookout for that episode. Shane, anything else before we get out of here and somebody else hits the portal?
Let's just smite me, portal gods.
You want to finish?
Drop another one on me. Let's go.
You want to finish your brew?
Yeah, I will finish it.
Yeah, you will finish it?
Yeah. David said, the school better get its S together. Let's not swear, okay? They are in the Big 12. They need the talent to compete in this conference. The way people are dropping off looks like ASU should have stayed in the Pac-12. That's a great idea. Stay in a conference that's no longer a thing. I don't think it's that.
Look, and this is also one thing that I do want to reiterate. It happens to every single program across the nation. Whether you are a team that can spend $10 million, $5 million, or $500,000, every single program in the nation is losing a talented player, and they're also getting talented players. Now, Arizona State, in terms of the spring portal, Kenny Dillingham has said he doesn't want to rely too heavily on getting guys from that spring portal, so I wouldn't throw all my eggs in that basket of like, oh my gosh, we're going to go get a blue chip guy. This is college football.
Kyle brings up an interesting point that I would love to talk about. Is there a university that has had this much turmoil? Let's just go in the last year, then ASU. I can't, like, unless we're missing somebody glaring. What we did a show
in the last year?
Some month a while ago titled, "Is this the lowest ASU athletics has ever been?" I'm going to go ahead and talk to my past self. No, Shane, it's not. This is. That's not a joke. Like, it's not a joke. And the sanctions and the probation, like, that's not that bad. Like, after looking at it, it's not going to be that bad as long as they don't fuck up again. But it still happened. And they still came down, and it reminded you of it. And it reminded you that it's still ongoing. The NCAA is still looking into it. There are still going to be periods in the recruiting where you can't contact or host anybody on campus. And a report came out, was that yesterday, about Bobby Hurley getting paid or getting given like the lowest amount, some of the lowest amount of money in the country for a Power 5 program that is expected to win at a high level. I don't know how much worse it's going to get. And I hope it doesn't. Because what we said a month ago was...
I said that 2 hours ago.
what we said a month ago was this better be it. This better be rock bottom. Because if it's not, they have bigger problems. And it hasn't gotten that much worse trajectory-wise, but it ain't looking good. Because what's since come out in the past month, Totri? What's since come out about the athletic director? That they might hire in-house. And they waited 4 months to hire in-house. That's how it could get worse.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And it's nothing against the candidate. It's the fact that you waited that long to hire in-house. That's how it could get worse. Tony brings up a good point. We should just stay on.
Until
something else happens.
Until something good happens, maybe?
No, until something else happens.
Just something else.
Yep.
Okay, we could do that. We'll just stay live until something else happens. Something else relevant?
No, something like a reason to go live again.
Oh, that's fair. I don't know, dude. My brain is foggy right now with this situation going on. Your top player, a top two tight end, a top two quarterback. It sucks. I think the only thing that I can again say to it is my expectation was Elijah Badger was not entering the portal because of a very unique NIL situation that he had. He had the opportunity to leave in the offseason. There was other universities certainly willing to throw a significant amount of money at him. We know that for a fact.
Yep.
There was universities tampering. And this is where you're at. This is where you're at in college football. Rules need to change. I think it is absolutely right and fair that players get paid. I believe they should absolutely have a piece of the pie. But the way the transfer portal works, the way NIL works right now, it is free agency. It goes to the highest bidder, and the college football and college basketball that you grew up idolizing and loving doesn't exist anymore. And I'm not sitting here saying that it can't still exist in a way with the right rules and regulations to this stuff, but we went from you're not allowed to pay your players, you have to sit out a year when you transfer, to I can transfer every year to a different university to the team that's going to pay me the highest amount of money. That's what college athletics has become, and that's what it can be for individuals again.
But I think it's unfair to the fans, and it's unfair to us to not be critical of the university about this. Yes, it's a problem in the NCAA, but you find ways to work around that. And I wouldn't be saying that if I knew they were trying to work around it. I wouldn't be saying that if I knew they tried their hardest to keep him, because I know for a fact that the team did, but this isn't Kenny Dillingham's fault. This isn't a recruiting coordinator's fault. This isn't Hines Ward's fault. This is a school failure, because they don't have an athletic director and they haven't tried to clean up their mess from months ago. And it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's still just sitting there. And in a world that is so fast and ever changing, in the world of NIL and the transfer portal, you have to adapt and you have to overcome. We thought we saw some change coming because of that. And because of, you know, when Kenny was announced, and we thought this is great, the things are working in our favor. But then Ray stepped down and it's been 4 months and nothing has happened. And you haven't made any headway since then in progressing in the world of college sports now. You haven't. You haven't tried. And you have to.
No, you haven't. And you can only do, again, like Kenny and these guys can only do so much, right? Yeah. Like, it's Arizona State.
There's no faith in the ops. It's not a lack of faith in the ops. It's a lack of faith in higher ups.
Arizona State.
There's no faith in them.
A favorite to again, get a big-time recruit here. Hopefully this weekend. But, again, that doesn't, like, you can only – I don't know, dude. I feel like there is nobody more critical of the university than us, right? We talk every day about the state of the program, about the state of the athletic department. And we talk about Michael Crow. We went live after Herm Edwards got fired. We've had Ray Anderson on the show and asked him questions. Like, at a certain point, when, like, and I discussed it on a show earlier today in terms of Michael Crow. The most painful part of this is Michael Crow is never going to have to face the music. He is never going to have to answer for the lack of investment in the athletic department. He's never going to have to answer to the fan base for the just lack of giving a shit about Arizona State football, basketball, baseball, not only current players, but the alumni of those sports. He's never going to have to answer for that shit. And I think this is going to continue. Arizona State is going to continue to take gut punches the same way other programs are. But like you said earlier, there might not be a program in the nation that has taken more of a beating than the Sun Devils, dude. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's tough. It's a tough, tough reality right now.
Forks up, Clint. Tell your ex running back not to go to U of A, please.
Well, that's how you make the day worse, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know what I'm never going to do, Mike Luke?
Mike Luke listening?
I'm just going to say this out loud. I'm never going to quote tweet a transfer announcement from a player that leaves U of A and applaud. And yippee, hooray, yay. I'm never going to do that. So stop it.
It doesn't make sense.
Stop it.
Makes sense. It's whatever. It's whatever, man. Look, I'm done.
Hey,
I'm done.
Go drink a beer.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
I'm done. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe
button.
Come
to Budsapalooza tonight.
I really hope we don't have to see you guys here again for an emergency pod anytime soon. But guess we'll find out. If you enjoyed it, guys, hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Give us a follow. PHNX_Sundives. You can follow me and Anthony _Totri. You can follow the fish keeper here, Shane Diefenbach, at Shane Dief.
Yeah, as always.
In the meantime, go Devils. Peace.